Yeah, we're holding the last Gemara and Daf Chof Aleph from his base again. The last Gemara was the first wide line. Omer Rabab, Omer Rav Huna. Omer Rav. Shloisha sheyoshvu l'kayim es ashtar. Three dayonim sat down together to be mekayim ashtar. The three dayonim. What happened was, v'koro iru alechud mehen. Now, on one of these dayonim, one of the three, they were koro iru. That means somebody complained about them. We'll soon see what does it mean. That they were psulim, or they were gazlin, but that person was a gazlin. But upon him, there was a complaint upon one dayin that he's not a kosher dayin. So lachar was like this. Actually, chosmu, if the other two or the three dayonim did not sign yet on this henpik, in other words, the dayonim are going to do something to make a henpik. The avashtar, the question if it's forged or not. Now the Edim said in front of these three dayonim, we know the signatures are okay, so Bezdin now has to sign the henpik. See, if they did not sign yet, so what they could do is, Me'idin Olav v'chaysim. Let these two dayonim themselves say Edis to another Bezdin that we know this third dayon is kosher. There was a complaint that maybe something wrong with him. So if the first two dayonim know that it's false and that he's a kosher yid, let them come and say Edis that the third dayan is kosher, and then three of them could sign together, then they come back to have a shem, Bezdin. V'chaysim, and they could sign. Ma'ashenke, misha chosmu. Let's say what happened first was these three dayanim signed on the shtar. They signed, they gave their approval of the shtar as kosher. And then it came out a complaint that one of these dayanim, apsulim, or is of kazlin, is ein midin olav. V'chaysim. Then it does not help for the other two dayanim to say edis, to make this third dayan kosher. So Rashi says why? Rashi says the bottom Rashi, Mishachosmu, Hevilu Noigim Biedis. It's like now they're in a Gaya Biedis, these first two dayanim, if they already signed together with this third dayan. Why? Shegnai Lehem Sheyeshu Impossible Bedin. It's a Gnai that the first two Edim, like dayanim, signed with a third dayan that's possible. So therefore, if they already signed, that's a Gnai, and now we're afraid they'll lie to say the third dayan is kosher, because they don't want it to have a bad name upon themselves. So therefore, if they already all three signed, then we're afraid the first two dayanim on the Gaya Bedover, and we can't trust them. That's the way Rashi learns. So now the Gemara says, Ira Demai, what was the complaint here? What complaint do we have against this third dayan? If we had like two Edim saying this third dayan is a gazlin, so he's possible to be a dayan. For the Gemara, it's two against two. So why do we believe the second pair? And even if you could believe these two dayanim, the two dayanim are telling us, no, he's not a possible. Yeah. It's treinenu. Like what's going to be? The first two dayanim know this third dayan is not a gazlin. But we have two Edim already saying he is a gazlin. So at the most is treinenu, two Edim against two Edim. So you can't believe these two dayanim anyway. The Rashi says, Ki amri loy gozal, even if the two dayanim would tell us, no, he did not steal, hevilu treyo trey, at most it's like two against two, loy nefchashe bach, it doesn't become kosher. Why is the first complaint with two? The kaimalon the kamon bepirik, and we learn later in our perik, einir apachas mishnayim, when you have a complaint about something, it always means that two people made the complaint. See, if the complaint here is that this third dayan is a gazlin, and he's apostle, so then that's two Edim said he's apostle. So even if the two Dayanim now say he's kosher, we still don't believe them. It's Trey against two, it's two against two. They both cancel out. So why is it kosher? Elamai e ira de pagam mishpacha. If it's only an ira complaint, then maybe the person is a mamzer, or he's an evid, and he's apostle to be a Dayan. For the Gemara gilo milsa biyamu. That's only a gilo milsa, Rashi learns that everybody will find out about it. So Rashi says, Mishachosmu, even if they signed already, Amayen Midin Olav, why don't we trust the second two Dayonim to say the third one is kosher? May Chashad Nagei B'Yedah Sikah, there's no Chashar, we're not going to be afraid these two will lie. Because Dov is there, Tzrichin Ein Levarer, for Dovr Osu Legalesu, Sheyiv Zugu Acharov, Sheyivar Adover, Venedusen Shalelu, Tolu Begadosen, Venim Ela Megala Dovr B'Alma. It's like only uncovering something. You're telling us the facts. These facts, you won't lie, because you know we'll find out later the truth. So if it's a question about the fact, is this third dayan a mamzer, is he inevit or not? So we're not afraid the first two dayanim will lie, like there's no negei of yedis. So therefore, the manashach, if it's only a era of a pagam mishpacha that two edim said he's inevit, then the two first two dayanim should be believed to say that he's kosher even if they signed. Now, Tosfos Kash and Rashi is, again, why didn't the Gemara say here, tray? If you have two people saying that this third dayan is an Eved, so if you have two people saying it's an Eved, how could the two dayanim say it's not an Eved? At most, again, it'll be tray against tray, it'll be two against two. So why does it help? So the Pshat and Rashi, what you have to say is, that the people say that he's an Eved, they don't mean 100% that he's an Eved. People don't know. Eira means there's a complaint that maybe he's an Eved. They don't say for sure he's an Eved. There's a complaint that maybe he's an Eved. So if it's only maybe, then later if these two Eidim, the two Dayanim, tell us for sure he's not an Eved, so then of course we should believe them. There's no Chiddush here then. They're not called Nagei Eidus. So that's the Shailah. So Mar says, Li'olam, really I'll tell you, Emloch, I'll tell you, Eira the Gazlanusa. We're talking about now two Eidim came and told us that this third Dayan is the Gazlan. He stole. He's possibly aided to be a dayan. Well, Kamri Hani, now how does it help for these two dayanim to say that it's kosher? You know what they're telling us? Well, Kamri Hani, Yadinin Beit Yovet Shuva. I know that this third dayan did Shuva. That's the pshat. So it's not called Trey and Trey. True, you have two aidim saying that he was a gazlin, but now these two dayanim are saying true he was a gazlin, but we know he did Shuva. So Rashi Veshev Esakzela, he returned what he stole, and he did Shuva. So he's a tzaddik now. Therefore, he's allowed to be a dayan. That's the case here. So, Mela, if the eight dayanim sign together, then the way Rashi learns, we can't trust the second two eidim, because we're afraid they're negeya bedover. They're afraid maybe the person did not do tshuva, and they'll lie and say the tshuva, because it's a genai, it's not nice for them to have signed together with Russia. That's the chiddush of the price, so that if they signed already, we don't trust them. But if they didn't sign yet, then we believe the second two dayanim to say that the third dayan did tshuva already. Om Rab Zera, Hom Milsum Rab Abba Shmili. I heard over this halacha from Rababa. Vilav Rababa Diminaku, if not for Rababa, from the place of Aku, Shekachtoi, I would have forgot this halacha. What's the halacha? That Gimel She Yoshvul Kayim Es Ashtar. You have three Dayonim sitting down to be Mekayim Ashtar. Ashtar Milva, Ashtar says that Shimon borrowed $1,000 and Adam signed on it. And now Bezdin wants to make sure that it's really the signatures of those Eidim, it's not forged. So we have two Eidim come in front of these three Dayanim, and when the three Dayanim hear that it's really the signatures, then they sign a Hentik, they're Mekayim Dishtar. Now what happened was, after the Eidim told the three Dayanim that it's true, the signatures are true, Umei Sechad Mehem. Now what happened is, one of the three Dayanim died, so you only have two left over. Slavai said, still a kosher Akiyim, because at the time of Kiyim, when the Eidim said, they said in front of three Dayanim, but just now when it comes to sign down the signatures of the Eidim, there's only two around. So what do? So Gemara says, Tzrichen Lamichta, they have to write down in the Shtar, that the Moisev Talasa Havinon, that when we were Mekayim the Shtar, there was three of us. But the Chad L'Sayah, one is not with us anymore. So you have to write that down, because if you only have, like now, two signatures, with two signatures, we have to be afraid, maybe the whole time, there are only two Eidim, and that's not called the Kosher Kiyam Ashtar. So therefore, you have to have them write down this way. Satz Halacha, you have to write down to say that three of us was there, and one is not here anymore. So now we'll know that it was a Kosher Adayin, just that one died, the Bezdim, and one died. Omer Rav Nachman or Yitzchak, V'kosev v'shtor adinan, nofek l'kadmo v'edina, if they wrote in the Shtar that you should know this Shtar went in front of us, a Bezdin, Sule Tzarech, that's also enough. Since he wrote the word Bezdin, everybody will know that there were three people there, Bishas, they were Mekayimit. But what happened was, one died. For the Gemara, no, why is that good? V'dilma Bezdin Chatzavu. Maybe it was only two people by the Bezdin. And they hold Ukudish Shmuel like Shmuel holds. The Yom HaShmuel Shnayim Shadonu Deneim Din. Shmuel holds that b'diyevet, if two people pass in the shaila as the bezdin, b'diyevet is called the bezdin. Shmuel holds the bezdin chotzev is called too. And Allah Chariz will soon see, even if you hold like Shmuel, for kiyum ashtaris midrabbonon is made, you have to have three dayonim. So how can we trust this shtar if it says that it was done in front of bezdin and only two signed? Let's be afraid maybe it was a bezdin chotzev like Shmuel, only two people were there. And then it's not a good kiyum? Like it says, Koshmul says, Shnayim Shadonu Deneim Din, Elo Shenikra Bezdin Chotzev. They're called like a chutzpenik. They do something not right, but it's called the good din v'dievid. That there it says, the Kosev Bey, Beidina the Rav Noi Ashi. That this went out in front of the Bezdin of Rav Ashi. So, male, that means to say there was a good Bezdin there. Therefore, we know for sure there were three people. For the Gemara, no, Vedilma Rabbonin the Rav Asher Kedishmul Sirilu. All you're telling me by the Rabbonin was like by the Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi, maybe the Rabbonin they're also all like Shmuel, that they hold two is enough, so maybe still it's possible. Teretz says the Kosev Bevi Yomar Lo No Rav No Ashoi. That means Rav Ashi gave us the approval. Not just Tam the Rabbonin from his Beis Medrash did it, but he was here Gufa when we were Mekayim it. So Rav Ashi for sure knows Halacha. You have to have three Dayonim Beshashi B'Mekayim the Shtar. So if it's written in the Henpik that there was a Bezdin here and Rav Ashi was here with us, he gave us the approval, we know for sure there were three people at the Shas B'Kiyim Ashtar. When the Edim said over that they know the signatures are true, there were three people. I only two signed. We'll know that one died. So the Mishnah. Ha'isha Sha'omro Eishas Ish Ha'isi. A lady comes and tells us, you should know Beznai was married. Last year I was married. But a grushani, right now I'm a grush, I received a get already from my husband. Halach Rivna Menes, Beznai believes her. She'd like to get married to somebody else now. Why? Like Beznai doesn't know anything about her. As far as Beznai's concerned, she was never married. Who told her she's married? She did. The mouth that told us that she's also, that she's married, that same mouth, Shitter, told us she's a grusha, she's allowed to get married. So that's a new svar, the big strong migu, that we believe her. V'yim yesh edim shoy seishesish. But let's say Bezdin knows through edim that she was once married. V'yamer is grushani. And now she comes and tells Bezdin, you should know I received a get, I want to get married to somebody else. Ain't in the menace? Bezdin doesn't believe her. We'll have to say, show us your get. But just like this, she's not Neman, it's a shal of a dover sheberva. You have to have two edim. She herself is not mutter, she herself is not Neman, to be matter herself la'alma. What about Omro Nishbesi Otoirani? A lady comes to Bezin and tells Bezin, you should know Nishbesi, I was captured by the Goyim. But Otoirani, they didn't live with me. I'm still a psula, I still could get married to a Kohen. Isn't that menace? Bezin believes her. She's allowed to get married to a Kohen. We never knew she was captured. Her mouth told us that she was captured, and she herself tells us she never lived with a guy. The guy didn't force her, so therefore she's Neman. But what about Vim Yesh Edim Shenishbis? Let's say we have Edim though that she was captured by the Goyim. V'yameres Tyranny, and she tells us she's Tor. They didn't live with her. Is Ainan a menace? She's not believed. This is according to everybody. Even though before it, Amachlegas of Gomil and Yeshua, here everybody holds that Roiv Oivzik Echovim are Prutz and Barois. Most Goyim have Znus. So here, especially if the Goyim capture a Jewish girl, for sure they'll live with her. So therefore, if we know that she was captured, the girl is not believed to say that they didn't live with her. And like this, she's possible to get married to a Kain, unless she has an Edim or even an Edechot. We'll see later, is also Nema to say that he was with her the whole time, and he knows nobody lived with her, will believe in Edechot. What about V'yimi Shenisei's Bo Edim? Let's say this girl told us that she was captured and she said she's Tor. So Bezdin believed her. And she went and got married to a Kohen. And after she got married to a Kohen, now Edim came and told us that she was captured by the Goyim. The Lach Reza Reza Loitetze. Since she's already married, then we don't make her get a gift from her husband. She's allowed to stay married. But the Yeved, we say it's okay. So the Vada Midiraisa Toys always says that Midiraisa, she's Mutter anyway. Because there's a chazok and isha has a cheskas kashrus. And also there's a svara that when a girl gets captured by the goyim, she's manavel herself. She like makes herself a dafka look ugly, so the goyim should not want to live with her. So midiraisi, really we do believe her. There's only a mile also miyuchse midirabonin where machma not to trust her. That's only lichatchila, that she should not get married. But if she already got married to a kohen, then we let her stay married. Omer Rabasi. Rabasi says, minayin lapesh osu apeshita. How do we know this svara? The Mishnah says that since the lady herself is the one that told us that she got married, she's nema to be, we believe her that she has a get. Minatar, how do you know this svara midiraisa? She nema, because the Pasuk says, as biti nosati lishazir. The Torah says what? The father has a right to marry off his young daughter, and he has a right to say to who he married her off. So let us say, as biti, my own daughter, nosati lishazir, I gave over to this man. Lisha for a wife. So we say, Le'ish Osra. When the husband, when the father says, I married her off to a man, he asks her. She becomes Osra now to the whole world because she's married. We don't know who the husband is. Hazir, when the father says to this man, Hetira, the Torah is Matah to this husband. So that's why you see the father is Nemon with a Pesha Osra Peshit. Rashi, Nosati Lish Osra. L'chol Olam. When the father says, I married off my daughter, the daughter now is Osra to the whole world. To Lo Yadina Laman, we don't know who the husband is. And now, V'chiyomer Hazir. When the father says to this man, Hetir Eloi, the father is Nemon to say, she's Mutter to this man. Why do we believe the father? That's a sore of a Peshosa Peshita. His mouth is the one that told us that he married her off in the first place. His mouth is never to say, to we married her. Why do I need a pasuk for this? Svarahi. This is a svar, my own logic will tell me this. If I said tomorrow, a lot of times I ask this question, something that's a svar, your logic tells you, the Torah doesn't have to write it down. Svar is, we know by ourselves, we don't need the Torah to tell us this. So the Torah does not have to say this Pashto Svar of HaPesh Osa Peshita. Who Osra? Vu Sharyala. Since he's the one here, the father is the one that says he married off his daughter, so Pshita's allowed to say to who? In Mishnah also, if the lady tells us she's married, Pshita she's allowed to tell us she also received a get. Like, it's a Svar, Rashi says. Samat Svar, you don't need a Pasuk. Tomorrow says, Elik Yitzhak Sakatru, you don't need a Pusik. Elik Yitzhak Kroy, you know what we need the Pusik for? Likin Rafuna Marav. Tiyom Rafuna Marav. Minayin Liyav Shenemon Lesser as Bitam in Atera. The Chiddush is that the father is Nemon to say the Chlal that he married off his daughter. Not the Chiddush he's allowed to say to who, but that he's allowed to say he married off his daughter to make his daughter Osir. That's the Chiddush. Because Chorz Adavar Shebereva, so maybe she'd have to have two Edim. Maybe we shouldn't leave the father alone when he says he married off his daughter. So that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Shenem, the Pasuk says, "Ez biti nosati lish hazeh lish," that I married off my daughter to a man. So the father is Neman. That's the Chiddush over here. That the father has a right to say that she's married and she's also to everybody else now. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. For the Gemara, if so, hazeh lomeli, like true, that's good. The father's Neman to say she's also. But that the father should be believed to say to who he married her, that's a svara. Since he's the one that made the Issa, the father's the one that told us that he married her off, Pshiti's Nemot to say to who? So why does the Pasuk say Hazer to this man? Samura says, true, you don't need it just to say he's allowed to say to which man. Rather, Miboyele Likadatoni Reb Yoina. We need it like Reb Yoina's halacha. The Tony Reb Yoina, we'll see later on in the Masechta of Memvov, he dashins as Viti Nosati Lishazer. He dashins Hazer V'loy Liyovim. To your husband, to your the husband on the wife, and not to the Yavam, not where it's your brother's wife. So Rashi learns, the Gemara later is talking about the Yavam, Im Hoitzi Shemra and Nisu Yachiv. If you want to be Moitzi Shemra, to say that your Yavama now, your sister-in-law, she had Nus when she was married with your brother. Shein HaYavam Nidin K'Moitzi Shemra. There's a locha that the Yavam doesn't have a locha of a Moitzi Shemra, Leonish B'Meya Kesef. We'll see later in the Gemara. That's the Radashin. Lishazir, when do you have the Chiddush of Moitzi Shemra? If a husband says bad about his wife, and his wife lived with another man, and then we find out it's not true what he said, so Torah says the husband has to pay her $100 Knas. So the Chiddush of the Knas is only the husband to his wife, and not the husband to the brother-in-law. To the sister-in-law, you don't have it. On the Yavama, you don't have the Halacha of the Moitzi Shemra. And we'll see this later. That's what to do with the word Hazir. Tana Rabban, learn the Brayis like this. Ha'isha Sha'amro Eishas Ishani. Anisha says, you should know Bezen, I'm married. V'chozro V'yomra Pnuyani. And then she says, no, you should know that I'm not married, I'm a Pnuya. Sakura is not called a Peshos, a Peshitra over here. She's not saying she got a get. She's retracting what she said. She wants to be Chozer. First she said she was married, and now she says, no, she was not married. The locher is ain't in the menace. We don't believe her. No, forget. V'yomer Pnuyani is Nemenis. Forget. Nemenis. And she says she's a Pnuyani. That means that she was never married. Is Nemenis. She's believed. For the Gemara, why? For Shav Yelanash Hachaticha Disura. When this lady came and said that she's married, she has a locha to be believed upon herself. Like Shav Yelanash Hachaticha Disura. A person upon himself has a right to put Isurim. And Desdin believes you. So upon yourself, you have an amonis to say that you're also. So now that you say you're Pnuyah, we shouldn't believe you. It's not a peshos, a peshitter. Like you're saying, what you first said is not true. We should not believe you. You have an amonis to make yourself usher, and you can't say you didn't mean it.
The whole world, huh?
What?
For the whole world?
To you? Right. She says she's married. She's usher to the whole world now. And now she's telling us, she's not saying she got a get. She's retracting, and it's not Teuch HaDibur. If it would be Teuch HaDibur right away, a person could be Chayz the Teuch HaDibur. This is talking about a week later. Later she comes and tells us, Shino Pnuyani. Later on she tells us this. Saying in the menace, we don't believe. So it says in the menace, we believe her. The question is why? It's Shai V'Nashach Dichad Yisura. When she said she was married, she's also to the whole world now. So she's not believed later to say she wasn't married. It's true. Like this time, she's not believed. But if she gives a good excuse, why she said at the beginning she was married, then Beis Din believes her. Like with a good excuse, then we understand what she's saying. It's also called like Teuch HaDibur, as if to say she never really meant what she said. But it has to be a good excuse, not any excuse you give. That's why the Gemara will soon explain what's called a good excuse. Tanya Namiyach, we learned like this also. Omru Aishas Ish Ani. A lady first said that she's married. For Chosu of Yom Pnuyani. And then she says what? No, she was not married. Ain't in the menace. Says like this, we don't believe her. She was Shav Yanash, she said she's married. We have to think that she's married. She's also to get married to somebody else. And we don't believe that she's a Pnuya. But, Vimnosna Masl Lidvoreho, if she gives an excuse to explain herself why she first said she was married, then a menace. Then she's believed. It's like Kula Chod HaGodah. She's just explaining what she said. She's not really retracting. She's explaining herself why she said this way. Then we believe her. Now, what's called a good excuse like this? Umay Tsunami Bishach. It happened in a story with one lady. Gedola, an older lady. Shoisa Gedola Benuya. She was tall and a pretty, pretty lady. The Kotsu Alebina Yodim Lakacha. So the men were running after her to marry her. For Yomrula, so she said to the man, Mukadesh Sani. Like she didn't like this man that came to her. So she got rid of him. She told the man, excuse me, but I'm married already. Liyomim, a week later, Omda Vikitsha Satsma. A week later, she got married to another husband. His Omuloch Achomsa, Achom Master, my royal slasses came. What are you doing here? Last week, you told us that you married already. So how could he get married a second time now? Omrolahem, she answered like this. At the beginning last week, the men that came to marry me, I didn't like them. They weren't good people, they weren't nice people. Therefore, that's my excuse. I wanted to get rid of them, so I told them that I'm married already. But this week, now I see nice men, I went and got married to them. If Anisha gives a good excuse to explain why last week she said she was married, even though now she says she's not married, like this is saying she's not married, in fact she got married to a second man, it had to be that she wasn't married now. And the Chacham believed her. The Pshat is, if you give an excuse, it's not really called you being chayzer, you're retracting what you said, you're just explaining yourself. Person has the right to explain what he meant, and if Beis Din accepts the explanation, the excuse, then we believe you. But not any excuse in the world are you believed. It has to be a good excuse that's understandable why you said it that way. Like this case, we understand she's right, the way she acted. Therefore, now the Gemara calls the Shaila, Boy Minei Shmuel Merav. Shmuel asked the Shaila from Rav, what's going to be if Omra Tumeyani, a wife comes home one day and she tells the husband, Yishnu Amanida, stay away from me. Tameyani, I'm Tamei. And then tomorrow, the Chozub Yamatarani. Tomorrow she calms down, she tells the husband, Yishno, I'm Tor, I'm not a Nida. Ah, yesterday I said I was a Nida. Chvei, she says no, I'm Tyranny. Mal, do we believe or not? So, Omalei, he answered back, Afbazu, the same swear applies here, that in Nosla Masl Lidvareh, if she'll give a good excuse to herself, Nemenes will believe her. But again, she has to give a good excuse why she said that she was a Nida yesterday. And Tosafot brings down from Yerushalmi that one pshat is that Isha wasn't feeling well. So she knew her husband wanted to live with her. So instead of telling the husband no, she stopped and said she was a Nida. That's her excuse. Now tomorrow she feels better, so she tells the husband, Yishno, I'm Tor. Ah, yesterday I told you I'm Tomei. I had a headache yesterday. I didn't want to be with you, so I told you I'm a Nida. So such a thing might be called a good excuse. So that was a shaila. Is that called a good excuse or not? So Gemara says, Tonim Ne, he learned it over Aboyim Zimna 40 times. But Yafilo Wahochi, Lo Yovet Shmuel Uvda Benavshe. Shmuel himself did not trust. If his wife would have told Shmuel this, Shmuel would not believe his wife. In other words, Shmuel hold, this is not called such a good excuse. Because it's a big chutzpah for a lady to tell her husband that she's an Ida. You don't play around with those things. So Mela, we can't trust her. So therefore, Shmuel is Masupik, that it could be when your wife first said she's a Nida, it's taka true she was a Nida. Today she's saying Tervi, you can't believe it today. That's not called a good excuse. Because certain things people don't play around with. So Shmuel was Masupik, if a thing like this, you could trust your wife, even if she gives a good excuse. Yeah, but here she's saying, that's what she tells one way, she sticks to it. But here, yesterday she told you she was a Nida, and today she's telling you she wasn't a Nida. So something's fishy here. The question is, which one is the truth? So we have to be afraid that maybe yesterday is the truth, and today she stopped changing her mind, it's no good. So that's a Shaila, but she gave a good excuse, she said a reason why she did it. So Vice says, this is a questionable if an excuse helps here or not. Because certain things like are so strong, you don't play around with them. So it's pretty much that she's lying. So Shmuel was Masupik, if you can believe her in such a case or not. Tana Rabbonin, learned like this. Shnayim Oim Remeis. Two Eidim tell a lady you should know your husband died. You're allowed to get married now. Shnayim Oim Remeis. Two Eidim come and tell you the lady you should know, no, I know your husband didn't die. Like was a question, a house caved down. So two Eidim tell her, we saw your husband dead there. And the other two Eidim said, no, we saw your husband crawl away. He's not dead. Or else, Shnayim Oimrim Nizgasha. Two Eidim tell a lady, Shnayim, we know you got a get. If I said the case was the husband threw the get to her, so Safik, did it get closer to her, or was it closer to the husband? We don't know if she's Megreshus or not. So two Eidim says, yes, the get was closer to you, that's a good get. Shnayim Oimrim Lein Nizgasha. Two Eidim tell her, no, Shnayim, we were there also, we saw the way the get landed closer to your husband, so the get is no good. So what's the luck in such a case? Strange, right? Is this Isha allowed to get married now or not? She has two Eidim saying yes, two Eidim saying no. Could she get married or not? So the din is, HaReizu Lo Tinose. L'chadchila, she's not allowed to get married. Strange, right? She can't get married? We have to leave her on a chazaka, the way she was before, that up until now she was married. Most probably she's still married. She can't get married to somebody else. What about V'yimnisseis, if she doesn't listen to us, but she went and got married to somebody else? Lo Tinose. We let her stay married to the second husband, and she's allowed to live with him. She doesn't have to get a get from the second husband. Reb Menachem, Reb Yosi Yoimen, no. He argues and says, Teitzei, no. If she didn't listen to us, and she got married to somebody, even with the Yevad, we tell her Teitzei, she has to have a get, she has to get rid of him. And Omri Reb Nachem, Reb Yosi. Nachem, Reb Yosi says like this, Ei Mosai Ani Yoimen Teitzei, when do I say the locher is Teitzei, that she has to have a get now, this man in a case like this, Shebo Eidim, first the Eidim came and said, you should know your husband did not die. So first there was Trey and Trey. So she was not supposed to get married. And still she went ahead and didn't listen to us and get married. Then Rab Nachman says, Summer Shemar, it's like a Knas. Since she did not listen to us and she went and got married, Rabbanah made a Knas now, she has to get a get. She has to be Teitzei. Abba, but what's going to be? It's Nisseis. First, what happened was, there was only two Eidim here telling us, you should know, your husband died. So when two Eidim tell you that your husband died, she's allowed to get married. So she went and listened and she got married. And then later, two Eidim came and said, you should know, we know your husband is still alive. In this case, when she got married beheter. So there's no svar of a kenas here. The din is loy teitzei. Even Rab Nachman is maskim, she's allowed to stay married. She's allowed to stay married to a new husband. She doesn't have to get rid of him. Because Rav Nachman only says it's like a knas. If she didn't listen to us, and she went and got married when she wasn't supposed to, we'll make a knas, she has to get rid of the second husband. But here, when she got married, she only had two Eidim saying her husband died, or two Eidim saying the get was a good get, so she's allowed to get married. Later, two Eidim come and say the opposite, it's loy teitzei. Now the Gemara Sakash according to everybody. Zai according to Chom, Zai according to Rabbi Nachman. Michti, let's see what's going on here. Treya treininu. Lechura, there are two Eidim saying that a husband is still alive. True, there are two Eidim saying that he died. But there are two Eidim saying your husband is still alive. Such mamish trein trey, it's a suffix if your husband is alive or not. So lechur is, habo leho, biyosham tolikoi. Whoever is going to live now with this wife, with this lady, is over. Nisakoris. And Hashem Toli. Hashem Toli means whenever you're doing a Suffolk Isser, if you don't know if it's Osir or not, you have to bring an Hashem Toli. The Kitzur should be an Isser D'Iraisa. How is she allowed to stay married to a new husband now? The new husband should be also to live with her. Every single time the new husband lives with her, it's a Suffolk, maybe she's an Ashishish. It's Trey and Trey. You have two Eidim saying the first husband died, but two Eidim are saying the first husband is alive. So Kura, how could she stay married to him? So the kasha both on the Rabbonim and both on Rabbi Nachman also. Like even if she got married first with the two eidim, the same husband died, and she got married okay. But now when two eidim come and say, "We know your husband is walking around," how could she stay married to the new husband? She's an ashes ish. So every time she's living with him, there's an ish ashram toli. Like most it could be is trey and trey, it could be a suffix yiraisa. We have a good suffix. But Lechura is an issa ashram toli. It's an issa midiraisa. How could they stay married together? I don't know.